Isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but am a student of summum bonum philosophy, and have an enthusiasm for the music popular back when my father's music lessons taught him that every boy deserves fudge. It's the word that comes to mind when you think of the radio station you're listening to at the moment. I'm sure it's the word that comes to mind when thinking of the Rock and Rhythm Review and the music that it features. And I know it's the word that comes to mind when you think of yours truly. So what is it with this word that allows us to meter the suitable qualities something has to determine what is desired or how satisfying something is? A versatile little word we use repeatedly to assert a steady state or measure of thoroughness, and a word that draws upon morality and virtue as a descriptor. Well, as far as rock and rhythm goes, artists knew such a thing when they heard it and liberally applied it to nearly everything they recorded. All is good on this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review as we find out what's so good about Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, the Playboys, Doc Pomus, Otis Rush, the Magic Tones, Winoni Harris, Mr. Bear and his Bearcats, Dee Dee Warwick, and Elvis.
It's a good thing.
It was in the cinematic masterpiece The Blues Brothers that I first laid ears on it. It was the 78 Elwood Spins when he introduces Jake to his absurdly small apartment. Of course, by 1980 the song was already a good 30-something years old and had its film debut in 1947's Riet, Petite, and Gone. But we can't choose when we're born. Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five's 1946 smash, Let the Good Times Roll. Richard Rohde first heard the neologism from DJ Jimmy Penick, but Richard didn't write the song. John Mariscalco did, and hailed from the same town as Penick, So did Pennock coin it or hear it? It's possible he heard it when the Clovers' Charlie White and Atlantic Records house band The Q's teamed up in 1954 as the Playboys to cut this tune a good 2 years before Richard's same-titled masterwork, Good Golly Miss Molly.
Good golly, Miss Molly, Lordy, how you act? Good golly, Miss Molly, Lordy, how you act? You're stopping all the traffic like a brand new Cadillac. Good golly, Miss Molly, let me be your fool.
As songwriting partner Mort Schumann wrote, Jerry Felder was a white Negro before it became fashionable. And so it was that an impoverished, short, overweight, polio-disabled Jew from Brooklyn became a blues singer long before becoming one of rock and rhythm's greatest songwriters. And it was a good thing he dreamt up his renowned pseudonym prior to 1947, because no one was fooled that by adding an extra T to pot implied Doc Pomus was singing his approval of cookware. My good pot.
My good pot's my chick, my good pot's her name. Every time I'm near her, she drives me insane. I love my good pot.
Love my good pot.
I love my good pot.
Love my good pot.
I love my good pot, my good pot all the time. Morning, noon, nighttime too. I need my good pot all day through. I love my good pot.
Love my good pot.
I love my good pot.
Love my good pot.
Love my good pot. My good pot all the time. I love my good pot more than I order. I love my good pot like a duck loves water. I love my good pot.
Love my good pot.
Love my good pot.
Love my good pot.
I love my good pot.
Good pot all the time.
Thank you.
blues guitar virtuoso Otis Rush undoubtedly valued Willie Dixon's help in getting him signed to Cobra Records and penning his most influential tunes. But Rush felt he could do what Dixon did. And as imitation is the best form of flattery, Rush's 1956 She's a Good'un, penned under a Dixon alias, 2 years later found Rush recording his own Good'un with Ike Turner and Jackie Branston in support. My Baby, She's a Good'un. Recorded at first, Winoni Harris's cover is the quintessential version, but there was something distinctive about Elvis's R&B to rockabilly treatment. Elvis, Scotty, and Bill cut it for Sun in 1954, but there was a fourth accomplice, good old Sun Slapback Echo. Without the space for a proper echo chamber, Sam Phillips ingeniously employed two tape machines to record the same source. However, one recorded and played back the source nearly instantaneously, then was fed into the second machine. This circuitous path created a less than 1 second delay, with the end result akin to echo. Good rockin' tonight.
Well, I heard the news. That's good to rockin' tonight. Well, I heard the news. That's good to rockin' tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby as tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news. There's good to rockin' tonight. I say, oh, meet me in a hurry behind the bars. Don't you be afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rockin' shoes, cause tonight I'm going to rock away all the blues. I heard the news. There's good to rockin' tonight. Let's rock. Come on and rock. tight as I can. Well, tonight she'll know, Marty, Marty, man, I heard your news. There's good rocking tonight.
Winoni Harris, by 1953, the hits waned for Winoni, but he remained with the King label even as his act grew dated. Nonetheless, the master of the dirty blues was still good at pushing the limits of decency and cut arguably the most risque tune in his caliber canon. Wasn't that good?
Call hide, go seek, put your hands over your eyes, please don't peep. You stay here till I find you, and when I find you, I'll tell you what to do. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you. Let's play a game called Little Jackie Horner. Go over there and sit in the corner. Gonna stick my finger in the pipe. When I pull it out, you know the reason why. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you. It's your time to sleep. Lay right down and start counting sheep. Close your eyes and relax a while. I'll wake you up and put you back to sleep. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you. Here's another game called Kiss in the Dark. Play it in the parlor and not in the park. All you gotta do is turn the lights all out. When the game is over, you'll know what it's all about. Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? Wasn't that good? I love to play games with you.
Another DJ's catchphrase put to music came from Baltimore's Hot Rod Hulbert, "Good Googa Mooga." Hot Rod's nonsensical idiom later evolved into the variation "Great Googa Mooga," which is famously uttered in the Cadets' hit Stranded in the Jungle,
"Great Googa Mooga, let me out of here,"
as well as the title of a 1965 Tom and Jerry O song. But let's get good with the Magic Tones and the 1953 tune that started all this gibberish, "Good Googa Mooga."
She's weak. Well, it's good Googa Mooga. Yes, good Googa Mooga. Well, good Googa Mooga. Yes, good Googa Mooga. Say good Googa Mooga, which means nice. She's weak. Your life, it's 2-1, she'll become your wife. Cause it's good Googa Mooga, which means now, and she's nice.
yes, this good cooga mooga, which means now ain't she nice.
Now ain't she nice?
Well, this good cooga mooga, yes, good cooga mooga, well, good cooga mooga, yes, good cooga mooga. Say good cooga mooga, which means now ain't she nice.
Although honker Teddy McRae recorded under the handle of Mr. Bear and his Bearcats, I can't say that being a bear had something to do with his forename. Teddy played sax behind everyone from Chick Webb to Louis Armstrong, but only recorded a handful of songs under his own name for several labels, mostly for RCA Sub Groove. Here, putting a strip-inducing beat to good use is 1955's I'm Gonna Keep My Good Eye on You.
Everybody knows you're running around all over town, disgracing yourself and dragging my name to the ground. Woman, look at here, you better stop that stuff. I'm telling you, you better stop that stuff. Woo-hoo. You got me thinking and drinking and winking and blinking, but I'm gonna keep my good eye on you, I'm telling you. Yes, I am. Now you've been seen going into Sloppy Joe's, where Tom, Dick, and Harry hang out, and even old Big Mouth Flo. I'm telling you, you better stop that stuff. Woo-hoo. Yeah, I'm telling you, woman, you better stop that stuff. Listen to me. You got me alone and phoning and groaning and moaning, but I'm gonna keep my good eye on you, I'm telling you. Yes, I am. Look out now, go on, go on. You do, you gonna wake up one morning and I ain't gonna belong to you. Woo! Woman, you better stop that stuff. I'm telling you, better stop that fooling around. Woo! Cause you got me thinking and drinking and winking and blinking, but I'm gonna keep my good eye on you. Yeah. Go on, go on, go on now. Stir it up there a little bit.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Sarah E. Good. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com and visit jetmasters.com, 2 T's in jet, to learn more about the review. No good deed goes unpunished, and for Dionne Warwick's little sister and the production of Lieber and Stoller, the adage held true. Betty Everett's cover hit the charts first. Across the pond, the Swinging Blue Jeans had a Merseybeat smash. Of course, Linda Ronstadt's mammoth 70s hit, even Van Halen cut a noted remake, while Dee Dee Warwick's 1963 original, with early use of fuzz guitar, is rarely heard. You're no good.
might get through feeling.